The Doyle suspended in confusion. Government ministers told to restrict their movements after one of their number was sent for a COVID test. A new five-level plan for tackling COVID-19, but separate, bespoke restrictions for Dublin. And we're still waiting for an updated advice on travel abroad. The opposition seized on what they described as a shambolic day yesterday, which at the very least obscured attempts to give people clarity when it comes to tackling the pandemic. The Cabinet and Acting Chief Medical Officer are returning to work as normal this morning after Health Minister Stephen Donnelly tested negative for the virus. We can talk now to his Cabinet colleague, Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue. Minister, thanks very much indeed for taking our call this morning.
Good morning, Brian.
I'm sure a huge relief to Stephen Donnelly and his family and all his colleagues that he doesn't have COVID-19, but was the suspension of the Doyle an overreaction to his being sent for a test?
Well, I could understand why the decision was made by the Crown Court in the circumstances, but I think it was equally appropriate that the Doyle was restored there last night and that the Doyle will function as normal today, even in circumstances in which ministers have to limit their movements, as happened briefly last night. We're well able to keep at our work and well able to attend our duties in government. And that was the case at all points during yesterday.
Does the government and the Doyle, though, have a protocol in place if a minister contracts the virus or even is suspected and sent for a test? Is there a procedure in place that says this is what we do?
Well, within government, the guidelines that we follow are exactly the same as members of the public would follow. So we had to look at who were the close contacts that happened yet, that were in contact with Stephen yesterday, and then measures were taken to limit our movements.
Yes.
The Doyle is a workplace like any other workplace, and both Crown Court and the Taoiseach were concerned regarding the well-being of everyone. But then what happened, as I said a moment ago, is the moment we became clear on what happened, efforts were made that were successful to get the Doyle up and running as per normal again.
So it's not the protocol then that the House would be suspended. Initially, deputies were told until next week, in circumstances where a minister is sent for a test. That shouldn't happen, should it?
I think it would be more appropriate and understandable that a temporary adjournment takes place to allow everyone to be clear regarding what has happened and the appropriate guidance to be supplied to them. And I would hope in the unfortunate circumstance, if this does happen again, that we would not be in the place where it could be indicated that the Doyle might be suspended for days or for a week.
All right, and I do
want to emphasise, yeah, if I may, Brian, that I think it was entirely understandable what did happen, given the need to be clear who had been in close contact with Minister Donnelly or not. But equally, it was very correct, once the facts were established, that the Crown Court and the leaders of political parties worked get the Doyle up and running.
And there is to be,
and that's what happened.
I think there is to be a report on this, so no doubt we'll find out more in due course. Let's talk about the restrictions announced yesterday, the five-level plan which the government unveiled after much preparation, and then these additional restrictions for Dublin because of the rising numbers of infections in the capital. What are people in Dublin being asked now to observe? What restrictions above and beyond level two, which is what applies to the rest of the country?
Well, there's five overall, but there are three that are very important in particular. The first one is that we are asking that those who are living within Dublin don't, if at all possible, travel outside of the city and county of Dublin. And we're doing that and asking them to obey that guidance because of our great concern about the health of those who are living in Dublin and what it could mean in the city.
All right, and just on that, the travel, because Stephen Donnelly was saying yesterday, he was asked about this on the News at One yesterday, and he said absolutely people in Dublin could leave the city and county, but that you're saying this morning is not the situation. That is not the advice.
Brian, that was clarified by the Taoiseach as we moved through the day yesterday, okay, and reaffirmed by the Taoiseach. Right. It's very clear that those who are living in Dublin should be encouraged to limit travel outside of Dublin if possible. And I want to acknowledge the consequences of that for those who are living in Dublin, the effect it could have on those who make their living, for example, for those from people travelling from Dublin. I understand all of that.
Mm-hmm. And it comes just a few.
Brian, this guidance is driven by our strong concern regarding how the disease is spreading within Dublin and how it's spreading from home to home. And that is what is guiding us issuing additional guidance for Dublin. It's the health of those who are living in Dublin and are concerned about the health of the country overall.
So people who might have planned a trip away over the next number of weeks from the city of Dublin elsewhere in the country may be going to avail of your spend and save tax rebate scheme to try and support tourism around the country. Those trips now should be cancelled. Is that what you're saying?
We are asking those who are living in Dublin to use their discretion and to do that. And I, of course, am very conscious of the consequences of that guidance, but we are doing that again, as I've emphasised throughout our interview, because of our strong determination to contain and then beat this disease.
Will people be entitled to a refund if they've paid deposits, for example, or even a full amount for a couple of days away?
Well, Brian, I hope that can be worked out in an understanding way with hotels, with restaurants who may be depending on that business. And I hope instead what could happen is this could be rescheduled for the future.
And what
I do believe, Brian, and it's very important to send to be very clear about what we can collectively achieve. Our country is doing well overall in dealing with this disease. We are making progress. We're in such a better place than we were a few months ago.
It's obviously a particular situation in Dublin.
And we will be successful, I believe. Okay. If and when we follow the guidance that contained in this plan,
well, let's just maybe focus on some specifics. Duncan Smith from Labour was here earlier saying he'd been contacted by a young Dublin couple who had a wedding planned for outside the capital. Now, would that be something that would fit in as an exception, or should that also be cancelled?
Well, I'd very regressively have to advise those who will be planning to leave Dublin to attend such a wedding to reconsider that and not do it. And the reason why I would do that is I absolutely understand how important and life-changing and how so important a good wedding and a nice wedding day is. I absolutely appreciate that. But a wedding, the ceremony, is meant to be about, sharing hope for a better future, getting the family together to celebrate a wonderful day. And I'd ask all to consider how we could feel about a wedding if we then found out in a number of days or weeks' time that the wedding turned into a place in which a disease was spread.
Right.
And so just again, I'm very conscious, Brian, of what this guidance could mean. Mm. I'm very conscious of the sacrifice involved in it. But this is about containing a disease that can hurt and that has resulted in the loss of life
in
our
country.
And just
one other quick question on travel. Should people from outside Dublin stay away from the city?
My guidance on that is until we are clearer regarding the progression of this disease, I would also be advising those who are planning to travel to Dublin to limit their travel to Dublin.
Well, as you've been saying, Dublin is at this level, 2.5 it's been characterised as, 2 plus further restrictions. Is the likelihood, though, that perhaps by the end of the week the capital could be at level 3 with much more severe restrictions in the battle against the virus?
There's a strong possibility that could happen. What will happen, Brian, is our medical and public health experts will be meeting on this on Thursday. They will supply guidance to government on this issue that will then be considered by the government. It will be consistent with the framework that we published yesterday, and then we'll make a recommendation and a decision on this to the people of Dublin. I think it is fair to say it is a very real possibility that guidance could change further for Dublin. But the reason why we have issued this additional guidance for Dublin on top of the level 2 guidance is even at this stage to see what can be done to continue to keep those who live and those who work in Dublin as safe as possible.
You mentioned the medical advice. Also yesterday it was announced that there'd be a new body, the COVID Oversight Group, consisting of senior civil servants from different government departments, which will review and filter NPHET recommendations through to the government. Why does NPHET need oversight?
Actually, NPHET are, of course, independent of government in terms of the advice that they give. It's very important we continue to respect the independence and the expertise of our public health professionals. But what we do also need to ensure is that when recommendations come into government, we're able to implement those recommendations in a speedy and effective way. And we also need to consider what those recommendations mean for the overall progress, the overall well-being of our country. And we also need to ensure, therefore, that government has the time to consider those matters appropriately. So we've been guided by public health advice at all times, and indeed the framework we launched yesterday is all about how we can launch a framework for our country for the next 6 to 9 months in which good public health advice can be turned into guidance that can save lives in our country, as we've done in our very recent past.
Just a couple of other quick questions. Travel abroad, it's early last month when the green list was revised. You're waiting, I gather, for the European Union's guidelines to come into force. Will there be, in the meantime, though, a new and updated green list?
Yes, and I would expect to see, we'll see further changes in that green list early next week, even on Monday, based on the criteria that we have regarding new countries that can be added to that list. And then what would then happen after that is if and when the European Union can agree a common framework on travel for Europe, we will consider that, and I hope be in a position that we can integrate our country into that travel framework.
Just a final question. Stephen Donnelly got his test back within a couple of hours and was able to say that he was tested negative. But GPs around the country are reporting that the period in which it takes to get a test is taking longer, maybe up to 2 to 3 days in some cases, and 2 to 3 days before the results come back. Is that is the system now under strain and showing itself to be under-resourced?
Well, Brian, we also got to the point that we've just done a million tests overall in our country. That shows overall the capacity that we now have for testing. It has been the case that we have needed to look at how we can speed up the return of those tests at certain points. We've put in place the resource to do that. And Minister Donnelly, due to his efforts and due to his leadership, has secured an additional €600 million to put in place a winter support plan to ensure that our health services has additional resources to deal with this disease at what is normally a challenging time for our country from a public health point of view. So we'll continue to do all we can to improve the return of testing. But overall, if you look at the amount of testing we have done in our country, at nearly a million, I think we've shown our ability to put the right kind of testing procedures in place.
Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, thank you for talking to us.